Thank you. Isaiah chapter 1, from verse 18, what did he say?
Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord.
You know, somebody online will be saying, Pastor Moses, where my own hymn book. Call Martin. Let them see Martin. IT, let them see Martin. He has all the hymn books. If you want any number of copies, he will send it to you. Just ask. Even if you are here now, you need any copy you want for every member of your family. Just tell him you want 20. He will give you. Just meet him, okay? And please, there are two songs that are not there. The complete song of Standing Somewhere in the Shadow. You will know him by the name. It's only one stanza that is at the. And they hear, oh, here too. So maybe you add it. I'm not sure it's on that. So collect her hymn book, type it, and paste it. Joy. Collect her hymn book, type that song, paste it with gum in the last page after service. By the next service, it must be radio. Next service, not tomorrow. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let's go back to the screen.
Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18.
Yes.
Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow.
Mm-hmm.
Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient.
If ye be willing, my emphasis there is willing and obedient.
Ye shall eat the good of the land.
But what?
But if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with a sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it.
The life of every human being is shaped by the exercise of the will. The will of a man is that faculty for self-determination. That is, we select to select our own thoughts. You select which thought to accommodate, to apply. You select the words. You select what to do. Because when God created us, he left man with the freedom to choose what he prefers and what he desires. He gave us that. He allowed you. He gave it to you like he has his own will. He gave man his own will also. Jesus Christ had his own will. The Father has his own will. Every human being, God gave us the will. The choices you make define the kind of life you live here and hereafter. The will. You have either a good choice in the exercise of your will or a bad choice. How do we know? The consequence determines whether it was a good choice or a bad choice. The application of the will. That has to do with the conscience. The conscience is the filter for good or bad actions that we take. The conscience. God left it there. And when your conscience is sealed with a hot iron, like Apostle Paul would say, then you can imagine what the devil can do with that person. It's important that in period like this, we look at some of the things that we ask God to deal with and use this period and hear some words of advice from inspired words of admonishment from preachers. This is the period where we talk to each other. What is the essence of a retreat if you are not sincere with yourself? What is the essence of a retreat? Why do you go to the mountain if you live without a result? But the one thing I want us to know, when it comes to the will, God gave us a will. Satan with his devices hijacked it. The truth is, there is no more, no human being now has a free will of your own. Yes. No free will now, and you need to know it so that you will know why these prayer points are necessary at this hour. When man fell in the Garden of Eden, that was the whole purpose of that, what Satan wanted to achieve with that serpent. The whole purpose was for him to hijack the will of man and take full control. So that you understand Romans chapter 6 from verse 15, Bible study.
What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid.
Go ahead.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey?
Again.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey?
Uh-huh.
Is servants ye are to whom ye obey?
Uh-huh.
Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
This verse 16 is very instructive. Go ahead.
But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin.
You were when you were an unbeliever, servant to sin.
But ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you.
Uh-huh.
Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness.
That means, go to verse 16 again.
Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves to obey, the servants ye are to whom ye obey.
The truth about fact about life is that man became enslaved to sin. We became servants of sin. We became complete servants to sin. Why did he say so? Apostle Paul captured it therefore in Romans 7 from verse 14.
For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, soul under sin.
Uh-huh.
For that which I do, I allow not.
Can you see? That is slavery. That is imprisonment. Imprisonment. There is something you know this thing I'm doing is bad, but you can't stop it. That is the condition of man generally. You know that this thing I am doing is bad. But there is something in you. You have been captured. Your conscience captured. Your will captured. You no longer have the power to do what you know should be the right thing to do. You can't help it because you are a slave. A slave only beats the master's, obey the master's bidding. It is what the master wants you to do, you do. That is a slave. Anytime I see, I told you one prayer point I used to take one time. I still take it. Anytime I pass by and I see a madman rejoicing in the nonsense he's doing, sitting down in a dustbin, in a dump, lying down there, waka, he never bathed for how many days, the waka, and you see him smiling and going. And I would turn, if I'm driving, I'll turn and say, Lord, there's a spirit that is leading that man. It's only what the Spirit wants the man to do. I say, possess me like that. So that I will be so possessed that I will do only what you want me to do. Because it's a power that is directing it. And that is how we are to sin. Man generally, I'm talking about the condition of man generally. This is who we are. This is the miserable estate of man. We are sold to sin. Please, hear the way Apostle Paul put it again, that verse 15.
For that which I do, I allow not.
That is, what I want to do, I cannot do it. Yes?
For what I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I.
You see, you are doing something and you hate it, but you still find yourself doing it. Sold to it. A young girl once came to me and told me that she was a prostitute. But she hated it. But she couldn't stop it. That's what I'm talking about. And it was by revelation, the mercy of God. It was a program, one of these Tuesday programs, and the Lord gave me a revelation. A prostitute is here. You know. And I said, she'll see me after service. She came. And she's the one. And I'm telling you, you know, the merciful God, that God delivered her. I remember very well. Nobody knew. Nobody, of course. I mean, we don't, not that useless pastor that will disgrace people and think he's doing deliverance. I remember very well. We were at Mafoluku then. And to move out of the hotel she was staying, you know. And she said anytime she would go to church on Sunday, they were living in their brother. He said the other protestants would be laughing at her. What did they go do for church? You said they go to church. He said only God knew the pain she was having. And I told her, you want to give your life to Christ? This thing is real. And she said, it was, we brought her to the altar. I forgot how I said it, but money was raised. Far above what she needed, she got donations. Rented a house in this church. She became a worker in the church here. She received the Holy Ghost under my watch. You will never know her. And she married in this church. So you can imagine the battle she was going through. The same thing with another sister. That one, she was already married. She only came to share the testimony with me. Who told me that while they were in school, they were doing prostitution. And the parents were there somewhere, you know, in the East. They're thinking that she was in school. And she finished and pretended that she was not doing NYSC. And still pretended that she has finished the NYC. She's now working in Lagos. Meanwhile, she was a prostitute. And she was sending money regularly home from the work she's doing. But she said she was always condemned. She was living in a brothel in Lagos here. She said she was lived from church to church to church to church. Still end up coming there. But she hated what she was doing. And God knew her sister. She said, one day, a man walked into her room, meet a prostitute, to have fun with her. And the man looked at her and said, why are you doing this work? And she broke down and cried. And she said, I don't like it, but there's nothing I can do. And he said the man took her home and married her. Cut a long story short. Became his wife. As at the time she came and was telling me this testimony during counseling in my office, she already had 3 children for the man. Why she came for the counseling is, should she tell her parents, should she confess what she was doing, she's now born again. Said the day she found this church, she said, this is the ministry I'm looking for. I want a ministry that will talk to me. Said she wanted a church that will talk. Anytime she goes, they are talking. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Your children of God, when she knows who she is. He said, everybody said she'll be feeling, this place is, this is not. He said, one day somebody told her about this place. She came. She said, this is what she is looking for. She came here, opened up, she received the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. And so she needed counsel. She's not feeling guilty. Should I go and open up and tell my parents the useless life I was living? I said, all things are passing away. What do you want to gain by going to tell them? God has blessed you with a man. You have your children. 3 children at the time she was talking to me. That is the battle we face. The will. Will. And so Apostle Paul was saying, have we finished reading it? Verse 16, 17, 18 again. Verse 16 again. Yeah, that's my emphasis.
Verse 16. If then I do that which I would not, I consent unto the Lord that it is good.
Go ahead.
Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that
can you see? Anytime you find yourself, I'm talking to sincere people. It's not you doing. In fact, whether you're sincere or not, all of us, that is the spirit that is ruling us. Yes?
Verse 18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me.
You see?
But how to perform
that how to which perform is
good,
it?
I find not. For the good I would, I do not.
Yes.
But the evil which I would not, that I do.
See the condition of man.
Now, if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it.
And that is the truth.
But sin that dwelleth in
me. Exactly. Go ahead.
I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me.
That is our estate.
For I delight in the law of God after the inward man.
Inward man, you want to live a life pleasing before God, but there is a weakness somewhere.
But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. Oh, wretched man
you see,
that I am.
You know, that is why when you, even if you catch arm robber that kills, so when you say, it's a devil, and you know that even the arm robber who is killing, and they know what they are doing is bad. That's why when they notice police is coming, they run. Why are you running? You know what you are doing is bad. You know it, but you can't stop doing it. There are a lot of things we do that we know is wrong, but you can't stop it. Not just that it is wrong, you even pay for it. After doing it, you pay for it. There are some things that we do. Sorry, anytime I say anything out of order, I always say, this sister has been suffering since she depends just to be able to sit. Shift your seat out. Thank you. Shift more. That one too, that pillar cover you. Move. Thank you. Move again. Don't let anybody tell you, maybe shift go inside. If they do like this to see who they talk. Yeah, maybe she doesn't see close. Maybe she see better when it's far. Because she's been battling since we started. You know, I'm a deliverance minister. So I'm going to deliver her now. Now you can see very well, isn't it? Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's my emphasis. The burden in me today is, my prayer, is that somebody will understand, God will cause me to say it in a way that somebody will begin to look inward and fight this thing in you. And why we easily submit to these wrong choices? For everyone that takes any action, there's a reason you take the action, whether it is good or bad. But I want to face these wrong actions, the reason we take the wrong actions, which is, and the consequence, I told you, every action you take, there is a consequence. Every action you take, there is a consequence. There are many of us that are suffering now because we refused to go to school when our father sent us to school, so we'll not go. We refused. You see, I used to tell my children, I say, if I send you to school, you are not. It's not for me, it's for you. I've finished my own. There's nothing you will gain that is for me. But sometimes the children think that they are doing you a favor. They think that going to school will make you happy. So if they want to get at you, I will not go. Like we have, see mothers caning children to eat. The child sometimes want to do it as if to get you vexed me, so I'll not go chop. So that you'll be unhappy. After who will be hungry? The mama don't chop before they tell you eat. And this is how man is with God. Every action we take, there is a consequence. There is even this thing they call the law of karma. What goes around comes around. Anything that proceeds from you will do land back on you, good or bad. How many people catch it? Because, you know, we can't but be who we are. You can't be more than. This is why, what did he say? Read on the next verse.
Verse 24, O wretched man that I am.
You have to see, after you don't suffer rich, no gain, nothing. You know, what have I profited in this? There are some of you that say, I just went to work, they just sack me. I just have been getting work, and they sack me. When I go, they sack me. And then, it's very easy to say it's one cause, it's one spirit. While it is possible, before you talk of one spirit, look inward. How do you relate around? How diligent are you? Thank you. How sincere are you? How faithful are you? How lawful are you? People will not look at themselves when there's problem around them. They feel very comfortable to say, who's so responsible for my... No human being. Once you become an adult, you are responsible for your actions. No human being can frustrate you unless you submit yourself to that human being to frustrate you, because you have the ability to walk away from that person. If he seizes all your capital so that you will not do business, even for one you, you won't sit down there for the rest of your life. He for one me, that is why. All that I had, you have the ability to move and go and start again somewhere. So you won't say, it's because of this person I am. No. You must catch this aspect. The day you understand that your life is consisting of your decisions, define your life. Your decisions in life define decision, which comes from the will. When you talk about the will of man, you are looking immediately at choice. Choice. Why we easily submit to wrong choices? Let me just list the one that time. There are many, but let me just see what time will take me to. Because somebody told me that the fasting is 6 to 6. That I break agreement. If I say they here and they look me, but I will not call your name. And you are a prophet. But I will not call your name. Praise the Lord. Number one is lack of revelation of the consequence, like I've been saying. You know, revelation of the fact that anything I do, I will pay for it or I will enjoy it. You know, in Hebrews chapter 4, maybe we'll just read some scriptures. Verse 1 and verse 2. Concerning Israel. Yes.
Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Nor being mixed with faith in them.
The gospel of salvation that we preach here, there are some people that the thing is not profiting them. Because what they are hearing, they are not mixing what they are hearing with revelation. You know, faith. It's important that we get understanding of who God is and how to walk with him. That is the problem. God is not a man, one, and his ways are not our ways. And there's one revelation that all of us need to know, that there is no commandment that God gives us that is it gives us to punish us. It's always for our own good. Every law of God, every commandment is given so that, it is for our own good. So that we'll live a peaceful life. When he said, live peaceably with all men, be at peace with everybody around, it is for your own good. There are some battles you fight that are unnecessary. Very, very unnecessary. With neighbor, find out, what will I do to be at peace with my neighbor? You can't every night be screaming, oh, wow, Holy Ghost! And then the person is in the next room. Especially face me, I face you, accommodation. You stop him from praying. When you wake up attacking, then you say, my prayer is working. Your prayer is working against you. Because your prayer has risen enemies for you. Unnecessary. And you can't justify that because the Bible says when you want to pray, pray in secret. Why is everybody hearing your prayer? So you see why he said pray in secret now. Every commandment he gives is for our own good. When he said don't fornicate, don't commit adultery, it is it's there in the Bible. And I paraphrase it to say it is an untimely death for a man to be chasing another man's wife. It's untimely death, follow you. And to tell is the spirit of all the young girls, it is the ones that are married that is interested in. It's an untimely death. It's not an error. There is another one you are guilty of. All of us. It's just there. You are just sold to it. You can't stop it. Of all natural man will lust after a man. Man will lust after a man and be chasing a man like the way he chases. Have feeling for a man like have feeling for a woman. Do you think the man is normal? There says there is something that is in captivity of. He has the will. He had the will. Man had the will to stop wrong choices. But Satan hijacked him, put sin there, got him addicted to sin. Man is addicted to sin. So addicted until even after conversion, you are still, feeling, you still feel once a while, they call it withdrawal syndrome. There is withdrawal syndrome. And in withdrawal syndrome, the only way to cool it small is to give them that drug small. Then he will cool down. If not, he go cry. Then Satan will say, it's not by works of righteousness, but by his grace alone. I'm complete in him. I am complete in him. Therefore, it's not me that do what they sin. It is the old man. The new me, I am free. I know who I am. I know who. Justify yourself so you continue. Ignorance of it. Number two, fear of what you will go through making the right choice. Because especially if you will walk with God, if you will walk the way God wants you to walk, you will face persecutions because you will become odd. You will become odd. In your school, you are odd. The rest, because you are in two different realms of life. What is controlling you is different from what is controlling everybody around you. In your school, in your business, why are you doing your business like this? Why do you persecution? A young man, one of the brothers that came, he rented a shop. Paid 15 million naira. use over 80 million naira to decorate only, not to stuff. Reconstructed the place. If you enter there, you would think you are abroad. And then suddenly, you don't belong to our group. You are making money like this. We'll deal with you. They went to the landlord and said, that man wants to take over your property. And the landlord said, please leave. The prophets are aware of who I'm talking about because they've been praying with him. You see where the choice will come in. Will I join them so that I continue or stay the way I am in my prayers and face the consequence? Persecution, temptations, fear. Nicodemus knew who Jesus was, so but he came in the night. Why do you come in the night? Fear. We know you are from God, though. We know. Nobody can do what you are doing, but you know where I belong. They will sack me if they see me tomorrow. Fear. Abraham, Unko, Sarah, if I say you'll be my wife, they will finish me. So please, God will understand why I talk this lie. Not to save life. You justify yourself. You will justify yourself. She's my sister. Who be that? Now my sister, so that I will live. You know, these people, they will kill me. You're too fine. They will collect you to be their wife. An obedient Sarah, where you lead me, I will follow. There are some women that are suffering because of what their husband tell them to do. Yes, they do that. Fear. Fear. Number three, the reason is some of us take God for granted because we believe once saved, we are forever saved. I'm choosing from the foundation of the world. Now you, they talk, Amo, you don't become chosen from the foundation of the world because you say so. You read in the Bible that you are called. The you that are called are people who are born again, receive the Holy Ghost. So they are the you there. It's not you. Say, my name is in the book of life. Therefore, your name is there. You see them? They open them. You see them? It's only Jayola that told Prophet Joseph that he saw the book of life. He said, no, see his name there. I said, you see your own name there? So be careful. He who thinks he stand, take heed. That's why he said, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Don't assume. Ensure those whose names are written in the book of life is by their fruits we know them. Their attitude towards the things of God is different. They are M-A-D. They are mad, according to Olumide, but that is not what that scripture says, mad. It says, make a difference. Then Olumide gave it an acronym, mad. And truly, we should be mad. Mad people are all the people. When the people are going right, they go left. You are just odd. Wherever you are odd. Young girl, attractive, everybody is after you, yet you refuse yourself to be defined. No matter what people offer you, I am aware of a sister in this church that a man, let me stop calling them brother. A man, I, in case you are hearing me now, the voice note you sent to her, I heard it. See money. Then do you. See money, then do you. There's nothing, I say anything you want, I'll give you. And you know I have the money. You are refusing, then do you. then do am. Now Holy Ghost do am. Now Holy Ghost do am. Amen. Amen. Be careful about people who carry Bible. When Satan wants to come to a Christian, he will come with authority. He will come with Bible. He will come with revelation. Be careful. Be careful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Don't you, I mean number three, isn't it? Taking God for granted. Eh? Number three. Okay, what do you mean number three? What is number one? Number two. Number three. What is number three? The first one is lack of revelation. The second one is fear of what you will go through. And number three is taking God for granted. That's what I'm talking about. Don't brag it and say you are saved, forever you are saved. No. I'm saying that even that man that sent that voice note to that sister, even that man is saying that my name is written in the book of life. And if it is, then you are taking God for granted by the kind of action you are living. Esau took God for granted and he sold his birthright. The Bible says he sorted out with tears. He regretted it. He regretted it. Lord, don't look back. That was all. Don't look back. Something will fire the bone. What did he look? He said, remember Lord's wife. King Saul took God for granted. Go and kill all of them, all the Amalekites. Finish all of them. Even the animal, finish them. You have better idea than God. He decided to reserve some. We saw what he went through. Cost him his job, his office. Until he even ran mad. Even remembering what he has lost. There are some things we take for granted that we regret for life. That is the truth. Don't take God for granted. If you walk with God, walk with God. Obey his word. Let your will be subject to his will. Don't take God for granted. And taking God for granted, I'm talking about the shaping of your life generally, because I've said it, that there is nothing you do that is for the benefit of God. It is for your own benefit. All the commandment he gives us is for our own benefit. I've been saying this over and over and over in this ministry. There are some things I keep hammering because I know some of these principles of God. You know, God will use man to answer the prayer of man. Listen, God will use man to answer the prayer. You went to the mountain and did 7 days dry fasting. When you come down, he is going to answer that prayer through a human being. Therefore, be careful how you relate with people you meet. Be careful. Everybody you are, who you are, is through somebody. It's either somebody gave you capital for business, or you have an idea for business, but you will need somebody to give you capital for it. It's true. He said he's the father of the widow, the husband of the widows, correct? What does he mean by husband of the widows? He will not be your all sufficiency. He will not be the supply of your needs. But do you know that you do not be dropping from heaven? We position you where you'll be finding favors. I told you the story of the woman, the widow woman that was now employed by that man, whose family were all abroad, leaving only her to take care of him here in Nigeria. And he kept testing the woman, give her money to to go to the market. He kept testing. The woman would buy exactly the thing and even bring change. He tested her several times. And he said the worst is that the woman will come and beg that, please, can they allow her to go to church? So he wanted to say, are you really a Christian? He wanted to test. And after one day, he was satisfied. After, I think, another 3 years or so. And told her, I said, I have confirmed. And I want to help you. I want to confirm that you are sincere. A widow with children. He will buy things. He will secretly come and count the number of tomato or whatever it is, tin tomato or things like that. And then you will go to the dustbin and see the number that was used. And now she's gone. Oh, she was not living there. She comes in the morning, goes in the evening. And then you will count and then see the balance, whether she took some home. She will not take some home. And now she said, from now on, all your children's scholarship. And built a house for her. Scholarship till they finish their university. And if they pass, this is, it's a life testimony I was told. I don't know, I've not followed that up. He said, if they pass very well, said they will join my family abroad. That's what I'm telling you. Don't take God for granted. Be faithful wherever you are. Even in the area of payment of tithe, do you know believers joke with it? And you will pay for it. There are some of us that suffer in our businesses because we don't pay tithe. Tithe, the source of your income. Those of us that are ministers, all of us that we live by favor. Hey, if you want favor to continue, tithe every favor you receive. Tithe it. Your favor will never cease from you. How many people have this revelation? Amen. Why will you be taking a handout? Eh? Sissy Wina was the one that, one of the lines in that her song, your goodness is running after me. He said, God's goodness is running after her in her testimony. That is the testimony of every believer. That is the testimony of every believer. Every believer. God, goodness and mercy will be pursuing you. They will be pursuing you. I was sharing this testimony, I don't know whether it was Olumide too, and even my wife. I said, a few days ago, I had to sing this song. It pays to serve Jesus. I called my wife. I said, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. I said, something happened. Something happened that I should be traveling on a private visit, not a ministerial visit. If people are hearing me now, no be prayer. And I'm coming for, it's a private visit. And they go, and they call Hosu. I'm coming to Hosu. It's a private something. And, well, if I am coming to Lagos, anybody in Lagos that I know, and I call you, say hello to you. And so I'll be in a, where was France Amsterdam, Paris and Amsterdam, shortly from now. And then, I'll be in Paris. Let me greet this person. Let me greet this person. I'll be in Paris. And suddenly, daddy, you are coming. To call the long story short, two different people, they were all struggling who will take care of my accommodation. Before I know what, they were calling me already from the hotel. And they're asking me, did they say they are booking the hotel? The hotel was booked. Before I know what, another one called again, daddy, so this place is provided for you, and another apartment That is in Paris. And I said, no, this one has already provided. And said, I will take excuse for the 2 days you will be there so that I'll be driving you around. Eh? I will pick you from the airport. Then 2 days, anywhere you are going, I'll be driving around till you finish what you came for. Then I'll be in Holland. I call my precious sister. I say, oh, I'll pick you at the airport. Do you want the hotel you stay? Do you want it near my house or near this? I say, before I know, I'm fully booked. She, I no pay. Even taxi from the airport. So when all that came, I told my wife, I said, it pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. Where I know them before, if not for Jesus. Where I know them before. Then I knelt down in my room and I said, forever. I remember years back when I traveled to that same France with my wife. Where we dey count the money, how we go accommodation, we dey careful. In fact, by the time the last day to leave, we had nothing left. So we just airport straight, we came back. And now, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It pays to serve Jesus. You know, there's a scripture that comes to my mind in Hebrews chapter 10. I think verse 36.
For ye have need of patience.
It's patience.
That after ye have done the will,
of God,
ye might receive.
Receive the promises that he has for those who are willing and obedient. But you must have patience. Never you take God for granted. Praise the Lord. Never you do that. Follow his principle. God does not have any special child. He will not bypass his principle for anybody. I've been saying this over and over. Number four, I have just five to list because our time is up. Number four is wrong influence affect the decisions we make. Wrong influence. The Bible says evil communication corrupts good manners. And quickly, I don't know how many of us remember that story. Anytime I read that story, I have so many things to learn from it. In life generally and also as a minister. First King, that young prophet, the story of the young prophet, we have used as a text and we preached before, but just let's read it to refresh in our mind. Read it from verse 1. Listen very well. We know Rehoboam. I think it's Rehoboam.
Yes, sir.
You know, a king should not have anything to do with offering sacrifice at the altar. It belongs to the priest. But because they were doing politics, he raised up that to make Israel, attract Israel to him. We all know the story. And as Rehoboam, you know, Jeroboam. And he was there offering. God is so angry. You know, the name of that prophet is not given. It just say a man of God. Just came and gave prophecy. Because you do this, because you do that, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And God, there'll be a sign, the altar will break, turn to ashes, and this. And the sign, this will be the sign. And the king now, power, come on, come. Do like this. Bring that man here. I saw the hand dry. They begin begging. Okay. I better pray. Make the thing come down. Read it from verse. Just read
verse
it.
11. Now, that's after the narration.
Yes.
Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel. And his sons came and told him all the works.
After
1 Kings chapter 13, verse 11.
Yes. Let's go to from verse 11. Yes. Listen very well.
Now,
even after that, let me summarize the story. When he finished, the king then told him, now that is confirmed, this message from God. He said, follow me home so that we'll go and eat. He said, no, God told me. God told me I should not eat. I should not drink any water here. I should just, even the way I come in, it's not the same way I should follow out. I should not do anything. Even if you give me the a large part of your kingdom, I will not take it to follow you to go home. And so he left. As he was going, read now.
Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel.
There is another old prophet in Bethel. The senior prophet.
And his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel.
You know, that is the problem. These young ministers that are coming up, especially in the Pentecostals, you know, everyone, you know, they will go and submit. Since he is in the ministry before me, he will guide me. Meanwhile, you have your own commission. You have your own vision. You know what God told you the day he called you.
Amen.
But this one's, I should submit myself. There is one old prophet. Go ahead.
The words which he has spoken unto the king, them they told also to their father. Verse 12. And the father said unto them, what way
went
he?
The old prophet, the children were in the service. He was sleeping at home. He was at home. And he was a prophet that God didn't use him to send that message because he compromises. And what happened?
And the father said unto them, what way went he? For his sons have seen what way the man of God went.
The children of the prophet came to say, hey, papa, if you see what happened today in the church. He said, hey, where the man come from? Where he follow? That's the story.
Which came from Judah, verse 13. And he said unto his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon.
Yeah, he went to look for him, ran after him the way he went.
And went after the man of God, and found him sitting under an oak.
Yes.
And he said unto him, art thou the man of God that camest from Judah?
Are you the one?
And he said, I am. Then he said unto him, come home with me and eat bread.
Uh-huh.
And he said, I may not return with thee, nor go in with thee.
Here I am.
Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with thee in this place.
Yes.
For it was said to me by the word of the Lord, thou shalt eat no bread, nor drink water there, nor turn again to go by the way that thou camest. He said unto him, I am a prophet
I
also.
I am now. What are you? Kai, pastor, you know how to read this thing. He said unto him, what did he say?
I am a prophet also.
I am a prophet also. Now, don't you hear about me?
And an angel spoke
unto me. It was an angel that came to talk to me.
By the word of the Lord, saying, bring him back with thee.
Angel said, I should go and bring you back.
That he may eat bread and drink water.
Okay.
But he lied unto him.
Prophet, lying in the name of the Lord. Prophet, lying in the name of the Lord. To make somebody change, disobey God. To make the wrong choice. And because of time, you can read the whole of, you can read it all. You know that he followed him. It's not just as it's that part. It's not just that statement that made that man go. He will have reminded, don't you know who I am? Have you not heard of me? I am that prophet now. I am this. So, and maybe this young one, he's just a starting home. Yes. He's just a starting home. So, you know, these older ones should guide me. The Lord speak to me. Can God contradict himself? This is, I have preached on this before. Let the same God that told you to go talk to you again. Let the same God that spoke to you not to do something. He will not call another prophet, another minister to say, do it. Do something he has spoken to you personally. Was it through that prophet he spoke to you not to do it? Why are you now listening to him to reverse what God has spoken to you? That is the problem of man. Evil communication. That is the reason why you see Pastor Moses up to now is still alone. When did he come into the message? We have been in the message for so long. For so. I said, this is what I'm seeing. This is the interpretation I'm seeing. He said, do you know? When did you vindicated renowned men have a God? Are you correcting the prophet? As I'm seeing something in the Bible, I remember 1973, when God showed me this ministry that I am in, that didn't come to pass in 1998. It was a book he gave me. He gave me a Bible. So you see why I am. They tried to give me another Bible. David will not take another uniform when they give up. No, that's not what I used to defeat the other ones now. Why are you giving me? You wear it, you dey run. Why are you giving me now to wear it? It's not work. He said, I have not tested that one. And let me work with the one I have confirmed. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost speaks to you, gives you instruction. Don't let Pastor Moses change it because of his influence. Thank you, sir. Thank you for the advice. Go back to the Lord and pray. If you don't talk, continue. And that man, after he ate, that is one unfortunate thing. While they were eating, the old prophet entered spirit. Thus said the Lord, because you have obeyed God, because you have disobeyed God, your car can't go into your household. Then he came back to himself. And he left. And the one lion finished him for road. You know, the lion don't even chop him. Just kill and leave him. Because it was supposed to be a sign. Then they say, see one man where a lion kill. They told that same opponent, that prophet said, it must be that man of God that disobeyed God. Meanwhile, you are the one that made him to disobey God. And then he went to take the dead body. And he went to bury. The people that make you have problem with God, when God begin to deal with you, they're the same people that will come again. See what they suffer. See what they suffer. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Watch over it. Watch over it. Jehoshaphat will have lost his life for following a carnal king, Ahab, who has a death sentence over him. And Ahab, Jehoshaphat knew it. Jehoshaphat was the one that made sure Micaiah came to prophesy. So you believe in the prophecy of Micaiah, you still followed him. If not for grace. Not because it's Ahab they are looking for, not you, Jehoshaphat. They bypass Jehoshaphat self. Say, no, this one they find. That one will disguise himself. Criminals. He disguised himself and wanted Jehoshaphat to die his death. Somebody here. Your enemies will die your death in the name of Jesus. He told him, don't worry, disguise, I will disguise myself. Then you go as the king. I will disguise myself. Mumu, Jehoshaphat couldn't ask, why are you making me to go for battle? Your own battle that I'm supposed to help you. You say Ramoth Gilead belong to you. Let me come and help you. Yet you are telling me I will disguise myself. But when the time of God's judgment will come, you cannot hide it. Do you know that it was a prophetic arrow? As I fire this, wherever Ahab is, let this arrow locate it. Who the angel of God took it. Look for him. With all your disguise. He tower. That was an angelic arrow. Praise the Lord. My emphasis is not Ahab. Ahab is already a prophet. Is already condemned. My problem is Jehoshaphat. Why are you so closely with somebody you know that is concluded? And in case... is finished. Number five, complete defiance. That is the reason many of us make those wrong decisions out of defiant heart. No matter what they tell Cain, hey, am I my brother's keeper? Even when they give him opportunity to repent, he can't repent. Yes, am I my brother's keeper? deviant heart. Deviant. In Exodus chapter 32, God, from verse 7, see what happened. After they saw God kuro Israel.
And the Lord said unto Moses, go.
They went to, you know, I was trying to study that scripture. We keep blaming Aaron. Truly, Aaron was, giving them what they wanted or letting have his peace. Because Moses had gone to be with the Lord. He was staying long. They said, this Moses is safe. Abandon us here. Wait, if we leave us, smoke with dead there, they eat our, enjoy ourselves there. Make us our God. They must have disturbed Ahab. Aaron. They must have disturbed Aaron. Because I noticed something. That by the time Moses was coming with Joshua, when they came, he saw them. They were naked. So Aaron told them, this God will make you only worship them by being naked. He said to keep them their shame. So when I read that verse, Aaron was not happy. So he molded the thing for them and said, but this one, now going to worship and naked. I know the meaning of nakedness. Anytime you see yourself naked in the spirit, be very, very careful. Something is wrong. Shame is, if it is in a dream, shame is about to come your way. Shame, something shameful is about to come your way. A brother was telling me yesterday that he had a dream that he saw his sister naked. And that he said in the same night, he woke up, slept again. The dream continued. Naked. And I told him, call the sister and tell her that you should be careful and pray that something shameful will not come her way. Anytime you see yourself naked, shame, shame, glory has departed. Shame is around the corner. And not just say maybe something in the future. Start from where you are now. My life, I hope I am not doing anything that can result to shame in my life. And it is not about prayer. It is about repentance. Change of attitude. A review of your life. What did he call them? Exodus 32. Now,
verse 7.
See what God's reaction towards them.
And the Lord said unto Moses, go, get it down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves.
You see?
They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them.
You see?
They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, this be thy God, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen these people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked
people. That is the word. It is what?
A stiff-necked people.
Read verse 10.
Now therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them.
For God to say that.
And that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great
nation. That very day, 3,000 people died.
That's right.
What is stiff-neck? A stiff-neck person is one that is not teachable. Does not take counsel. Does only what is in your mind to do, no matter what it is. Nothing changes you. Your neck is sanalegri. Not stiff neck from sleeping, bad sleep. It's a type of a character. No matter what you do to that person, is set to do what he wants to do, nothing will change that person from doing it. And God saw that is who Israel. And it's true. God's children are stubborn. The real children of God are stubborn. That's what I found out. Israel. Because you have no reason not to be afraid of this God. You parted the Red Sea. You saw the plagues that came on Egypt. You saw God among you live. You saw the pillar of fire. You saw the cloud. Every little thing. Don't do this. That is the thing that we do. And so every time, God is fighting with his children. Fight, 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 fight. And you can never win God. Now you will still cry again. But this God is a wonderful God, full of mercy. Because whatever punishment he gives you is to make you repent. That's all. I'm saying it so that if you are suffering anything, including anxiety and depression, including sicknesses that refuse to go, including, just frustrations of life, it is evidence you are a child of God. Those who he has nothing to do, they enjoy it. They live that life and they are enjoying it. They are going. But if you are a seed of God, you will pay for it. And why am I a Christian if I have no peace? What is my benefit of being in Christ if I have no peace? And the only place to find true peace is as a Christian. I'm telling you, that is what I like to share with you. Test and see that the Lord is good. I know we have seen both sides of life. I have seen life as an unbeliever. With all the resources I had money. Money was never my problem. How do you expect an unbeliever to be in charge of money of a command? Go chop the one who want to chop. And in Nigeria, we know the pity corruption. We know the pity people we give us the money to keep for them. In Nigeria, corruption is our anointing. Corruption is our guide. That's the reason we kill to be in office. Not to serve, but to steal. So I stole plenty. Money was not my problem. So, but there was no peace. That's the truth. If not, why would I find up and down they look for juju place? No peace. But when I came to Christ, oh my, I saw the difference. I saw the difference. Hallelujah. In Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9, what did he say?
And the verse earth 10. Is deceitful above all things.
That is it.
And desperately wicked.
The heart is deceitful. It will make you to do things and justify yourself. But the end of it all, you will notice that it was danger it was leading you to. What is the spirit of deceit? Deceit is to make you believe a lie so that in believing that lie, you'll be destroyed. He said what?
The heart is deceitful above all things.
Above all things, deceitful.
And desperately wicked.
And what?
Desperately
wicked. Now, this wickedness is not what you met to fellow human beings in the context here. The wickedness there, how do you think your heavenly Father who came down here, died, suffered all he suffered, and then to get you, after getting you, you are now facing him and not giving him peace. You are wicked. It's wickedness. It's all showing appreciation for the salvation of your soul, for the mercy he granted you. You're putting upon him and calling his name. A man that will pick you and adopt you as his child, a rich man. You had nothing, poor family, poor background, poor everything. You were sleeping in inside motor for garage. You had no clothes to wear. So no hope for school. Then he picks you, adopts you. Then you take upon his name as your surname. And what you will give in return is when you go to that school to be doing prostitution. You are wicked. To be going to be a parlor and that's why they will say, what's his surname? Is Jesus David. Is it the Jesus David that we know? The Prime Minister of Nigeria? The one that owns 6 refineries? That is the child? You are disgracing your fatherland. You are wicked. How will that man feel about you? That is the wickedness there. Desperately wicked. Inconsiderate the way you relate with God. You are wicked. When God sets a man as your benefactor, a woman as your benefactor, as your, we use the language, destiny helper, don't turn and hurt him. Don't turn and hurt her. If you have a heart that has pleasure in it, you are wicked. That is the context. That is how we relate with God. And these are some of the things we want to clean up this side, this period. And the truth is, this same God too, that's how he works with you. In Psalm 18, what did he say? Verse 24, 25, 26.
Therefore, the Lord recompensed me according to my righteousness.
Because there will always be a recompense, a reward. Anything you do, there is a consequence.
According to the cleanness of my hands in his eyesight.
You see?
With the merciful, that we show thyself merciful.
Oh.
With an upright man, that we show thyself
upright. If you are upright.
With the pure, that we show
upright
thyself
that
pure.
Truthfulness, sincere, faithful. He will also, you will enjoy him. If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the fruit of the land. He said, he that tended to the fig tree will do what? You will eat the fruit thereof. You want to keep enjoying your source of blessing, then tend to it. Be faithful, be sincere, be diligent. Once you identify a man, a woman, I've been saying this because that is the source of many frustrations here, but this God will give you a second chance. That's the truth. He will. To identify your helper that God has. And the person will not be a lord over you. He don't want you to worship. That's how you identify this person is from God. He won't even let people know what he's doing with you. That's how you know this is God. You see? And somebody like me, there are certain people that I believe that God has raised me up to be their destiny helper. And do you know why? You see, this thing is a revelation. And I know that as long as I help them, the source will never dry. That is a revelation. It's a personal, I'm sharing this for the first time. Because if you have brought this one that should be the helper of this person, then he will be supplying it for me to help the person. And you know, go pastor, I go chop small now for inside. You know, so meter will never lack. Because I will need to have to be able to take care of him. So I don't joke with it. Don't come and meet me, please. Be my destiny helper. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you are forward, that is how he'll be going corner with you. Which verse did you read?
Verse 26. With the pure, that will show thyself pure. And with the forward, that will show thyself.
If you do corner, God will be following you corner until the day you turn and say, okay, don't do. I don't do again. We will continue our relationship. That's how God is. That is who he is. He's a faithful God. Very, very faithful. Very, very faithful. As you want to work out with him, as you go work out with you. Very faithful. He will faithfully be doing koni with you. And when you come back again, he will faithfully follow you the way you want to walk with him. Praise the Lord. That is the purpose of the Holy Ghost. Is to blend our will with God's will. To blend our will until you can come to a stage like Apostle Paul will say in Philippians chapter 2 verse 13, for it is God which worketh in us both to will
and to do of his
good pleasure. When you come before his presence these 30 days, just as I am without one plea. Just as I am. Walk in me. Change. See, would you want this year to be better than last year? Then your life too must be better than last year. Your attitude, your character, everything you do must be better. Must be better. Must be better than last year. So the heart is deceitful. Deceit there is you'll be having ministrations in your heart to make you take decisions. At the end, you will regret. But when that mind is subject to the will of God, when you want to take a wrong decision, the Spirit of God will minister to you. And that's why we need the Holy Ghost. Let's bow down our heads. Maybe because of time, we'll take that prayer after we take the communion. I'm sorry, I thought communion was on your head. Let's take the communion just as I am without one plea, line by line. Let's go to the Lord's table. And when you sit down after taking the communion,